It's that time on a Friday. We roll out the list of bozos. What do they do now? What do they say now? It's called the Tool Shed. But first, before the nominees are announced, we bring in the landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
It's the Jim Carrey laugh from Ace Ventura. Let's start with Mount Vernon School Superintendent Jason McCullough. He's the schmuck who led the mission to hire that scumbag Art Briles. Because he should definitely be leading young men, because he showed his concern for the safety of his campus in Waco by ignoring rapes and sexual assaults, leaning on victims to be silent, or doing whatever was possible to impede investigations. But this yo-yo says Briles was properly vetted. But when asked if he spoke to the NCAA, people who prepared the investigation report at Baylor, or the victims, no. So basically, he talked to people he knew were in Briles' corner to get the answers he sought, and got that slimeball board to unanimously approve the hire. And if that wasn't enough to make you puke, when Briles Skyped in from Italy, where he's coaching, because he should be banned here in America, these enabling, complicit dirtbags all applauded and cheered. Yep, kids first. Yuck. Next up, my obsession for the week, the Twitter account for Boise State baseball.
Boise's not a state, Steve.
These self-involved buffoons somehow took an anniversary pretty much nobody on that campus was even aware of, that happened not only 2,500 miles away, but 30 years ago. They somehow weaseled their way into the fact that Michael Jack Schmidt announced his retirement from the Phillies this week in 1989. So they tweeted out a picture of Schmitty in his Phil's uni with a caption that made no sense, that, first of all, they're bringing baseball back for the first time in 40 years. So their coach will be Gary Van Tol, who was on the Eugene Emerald staff in 2015, 16, and 17. And Eugene was the last place Schmidt played as a minor leaguer. They took that many steps to desperately nose their way into something that has absolutely nothing to do with any of them in any way, shape, or form, setting what I'm calling a record for pathetic and hard up to make a connection that never intersects at all. Number three, golf instructor and knuckle dragger Hank Haney. So Buttons, he's the ding-dong on his radio show on satellite on PGA, you know, the golf station, made light of the U.S. Women's Open taking place this week. Then he put his foot farther up his own rear end with his claim he didn't know six golfers on the LPGA Tour, but he bet a Korean would win the title, and probably with the last name Lee, and then referenced Michelle Wee, who called his dumbass out on Twitter. She said, as a Korean-American female golfer, she's disappointed and angry on so many levels. And, of course, Dopey the Dingbat offered the canned apology. And as everyone looked around to see who would do that, the PGA dropped the hammer. He's suspended from SiriusXM's PGA Tour radio. And by the way, genius, you earn your living in golf. You don't know Lexi Thompson, NB Park, Morgan Pressel, I Suzuki, Brittany Lang, Paula Creamer, Angela Stanford. Come on. Finally, Mike Mayock, John Gruden, and the Oakland Raiders. Really? Richie Incognito. Same guy suspended for bullying, kicked out of multiple schools, had two different legal circumstances surface this week alone, but he deserves a what? I don't even, you lost count how many chances this cat got. Same guy who got into a heated argument with, wait for it, his 89-year-old grandmother. Serious. This clown is 6'4", 320. He's throwing a temper tantrum at grandma. punched a fist-sized hole in her wall, ripped a device out of the wall, same guy who picked a public fight with the Vikings after they claimed no interest in him, had a meltdown at a gym resulting in the cops being called, threatened employees at a funeral home because, I never knew this, he wanted his dad's head for research purposes. And get this. When he originally announced his retirement from the Buffalo Bills and the NFL back in 2017, Buffalo heightened security at their facility in case he tried to return. But as Deadspin said, he's worthy of what? A 50th chance. All right, so who really is the tool of the week here? I think this is pretty easy. We're going to go with Jason McCullough, the superintendent, who just, and it was a week ago, remember right around now where they were trying to sneak it in on the long holiday weekend. Nice try, clowns. Gotcha. All right, with that, let's close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Very creaky. Definitely creaky.